Good day to you from wherever it is you're listening to this from. My name is Adeni Shuremi and you are listening to Business Realities with Adeni Shuremi. Farmland, digital farmland or land agency. That is what we're talking about today. In case you are not aware, right? Digital farmland or land agency is a more modern version of a popular concept of agency in farmland sales or land sales, and it is less riskier and more rewarding than what the old is. You see, for generations, businesses have always improved on itself. New methodology, new approach, new processes. And what businesses aim to do when it improve on itself is it tends to reduce the risk and improve the profitability. And that is what the reality is with digital farmland or land agency as a business. So we're going to be looking at 8 good topic, right? Or 8 good questions that need to be considered when this business becomes something you want to consider, right? The first thing is, what is digital farmland or land agency? The second is, why is digital farmland agent or land agency a good business, or how do you start this good business, and what are the challenges of digital farmland or land agency business? The fifth question is, what are the benefits of digital farmland or land agency business? The sixth is, what sort of client do you target with a digital farmland or land agency business? And seventh is, what are the limitations to the offers you can make available to your clients? And lastly, how big a business can this even become? Or how much revenue can you accrue in a year or less? Or even more than a year, depends on what you want. So these are the 8 questions we will be tackling or giving proper expansions to. So starting from number 1, what is digital farmland or land agency? Now, number 1, digital farmland or land agency is the act of reselling farmlands and land digitally. The act of reselling farmland or land digitally. Now, when you try to sell lands digitally, it means that you need to understand everything you need to know about the land. Where is it located? Who are the four owners? How was it purchased? What documents are available? What are the uses of the land? The benefits? What site? Where is it located? And what are the benefits of it? Once you understand the benefits, the value system, everything you need to know about the land, then the next question you answer is, why is digital farmland agency or land agency a good business for you, right? You see, you need to understand the suitability of this business for you. Not everybody can do the business. Not every business is good for everyone. You need to understand your specialty, your uniqueness to do certain businesses. If you are somebody that you're not good making sales online, right? There are 2 options. Either you go learn to be a better salesperson digitally, or you leave the business, right? So to become a salesperson is not difficult. I would tell you, everybody can be a salesperson. You just have to learn it. Some people are natural salespeople because there's a pattern in which they handle conversations, they make approach, and the processes in which they convey ideas and businesses makes them natural salesmen or saleswomen. But if that is not you, you don't have this certain allure to how you go about communicating your business, then you want to learn how to become a good salesperson. And of course, I have podcasts that would help you become good salesman for what it is that you do, because it's a strategical way that you have to do it, and it has to be consistent. So if you have all of this digital, you know how to do it digital, you know how to follow people up, keep them and put a plan down for yourself, then you are ready to become a good salesperson. And then once you become a good salesperson, then you're ready to take on the business of digital farmland or land agency business. And that is why you need to understand that this is a good business. It's a good business because it doesn't take too much time from you. It's a good business because it gives you great reward. Each transaction can give you as much as 50 to 100,000 naira in terms of net profit. And you don't get to leave your house. You don't get to leave your parlor or your kitchen or your room or wherever it is, or your office or wherever it is you're doing it from. The flexibility is there, just literally there. And that is the beauty of doing this business, right? In some cases, you could earn less. It depends on how big, how much, how far the land you are selling is. So these are the things that matter. Now, as for land agency, right? I will always emphasize that the farmland agency business is a good one is because your monies are so inexpensive. So many farmland per acre ranges from as low as 400,000 to as high as 1.5, 3, 5, 10 million, depending on the way the farmland is located and the economic activities around that farmland. And that is what you need to understand. Now, the third question is, how do you start the business, right? That's number three, how do you start it, right? So the first thing you want to do is you want to know who you're selling for. Understand who you're selling for or where the product you're selling is. Now, after you understand that, as I said in the beginning, you gather all the data you need to know about the land. Now, after you understand, gather all this data that you need to know about the land, you then either create the graphics or ask if there are graphics on ground you could use in marketing. So the people you choose to sell their farmlands for them digitally, right? They would have graphics for their land. Why some that you want to sell for may not have graphics, but they have the land. You can make graphics for them. Now, after that, you need to understand, okay, what is the flexibility of the prices you can sell? There are some partners you actually have a fixed price you want to sell it to them, where they pay you on a percentage level. Why there are some that they'll tell you that had your own value to the sales. You could, if they see the land is maybe 450 or 500,000, they can actually add your own value to it, which they would actually or advise you to stay within a certain percentage addition. Well, in some cases, if you don't have anything, we'll give you a certain percentage of the sale. So that way you don't get out anything, you sell it at the strict value that the partner is offering you the sales, right? You see, I want to state right now that, you see, agency business is more of a middleman business. However, it is targeted towards the growth of certain industries. So you start by communicating with the partner and then understand what offer is available, where the offer is available, and then you either get their digital content to market or you create your own to sell. And as you're selling it, what happens is you refer them. Once you have taken the buyer or the client to a position where the person is not interested in seeing, because sometimes they want to see for the pay, right? Or they want to know some information that are technical for the pay. Once you get to that point where it's just remaining one more click point or touch point for the SP, you can now convert and pass them over to the partner, and then the partner can either convert them or get paid from them and gives you your commission. And that's all you need to know, right? That is how you start the business. Now, what are the challenges of the farmland agency? What some challenges that you need to know is that if you're not very, very sharp with the information you have, you lack quality answers for your clients. That's one of the challenges. So you need to have more information. So you don't have more, you lack the challenges. Two, sometimes you have current questions that clients will ask you, and sometimes if you don't have a quick access to people that actually own this land, you may lack those answers, and there's nothing you can do about it. Or you can't afford to lie, because then it's going to come back and hurt you in the long run, right? Another challenge that you want to pay attention to is the challenge that comes with the distance of some of the project you're going to get to talk about. Some places may be too far for people to go to. Some places may have issues. Now, of course, because you're a digital salesperson, it means that some lands might be unfavorable, but then you won't know how unfavorable they are because you're digitally inclined, right? So that, beside that as well, the challenges in this is as well as that it's limited to your skill. Your sales is limited to your skill, and except you improve your skill, your sales will dwindle. So it's in this business, you always need to find a way to improve your sales skills, your marketing and sales skills. Any way to improve it is what you pursue after, and then you get results in it. Now, there are other challenges, but these are the core ones that are there. Others, you learn them as you go. But as I said, the waters are never clear for businesses. It's you that will take initiative and clear them along the way as you walk there. Now, what are the benefits of farmland agency? Well, you don't get to start. You can start with as little as zero capital. You just need your phone and a data to start it. Two, you equally don't carry risk. There are no risk for you in this business. All you need to do is communicate and connect, and then you get paid. And that benefit there is the fact that you can do it alongside any other thing career you're doing. Are you a doctor, medical, professional, engineers, economics, banker, whatever it is you're doing right now, you're a lawyer, you can do digital farmland or land agency business from anywhere. All you need is you need to be set up digitally. All you need is a business WhatsApp and you're digitally set up and you are good. And of course, the beauty is I'm willing to help you guys set up. As many that are interested, I'm willing to help you set up your own agency. So the benefits are quite endless. You don't need to quit what you're doing. It can be an additional source of income for you. What sort of clients do you target with the farmland, digital farmland or land agency business? So the clients you want to target is just to be the clients that revolve around the financial implication of this project. See, you can't be doing, I would like to call it, you can't be selling a land of, farmland of between 500,000 and 1 million to 2 million or 5 million. And you'll be targeting people that actually earn around less than, 500,000 per annum. They can buy it. Where do they get the value to buy it? So it's important that people that you want to target are your customer audience. People, if you want to sell, okay, a 500,000 land, it's logical that the person that wants to buy it is earning around 1 to 2 million per annum in income, either salary or general income as a business. Whoever I say we want to also sell buy a farmland up number on valuing up to 1 million naira, it's important that whoever you want to sell it out to normally makes 2 to 5 million in terms of annual income, right? Then you want to sell a farmland of 5 million naira. You know, farmlands in places like some rural part of Lagos, developing part of Ogun State, some prime part of Oyo State, some rural part of Abuja, Port Harcourt, and important cities like that. Now, the person has to, whoever wants to a farmland between 2 to 5 million too, then that person must be earning a revenue of close to 6, 7 to 10 million per annum, or an income. And that is how the person is able to manage such expenses. So you want to know your offer and your targeting, and you need to segment your clients. This certain level of clients, this is how land you have market to them. This set of clients, you mark them like that. This is easy to do through WhatsApp. You just mark them with a label, and then you know how to sell to different clients based on what you think they can afford. And now, what are the limitations? Number 7, what are the limitations to the offers you can make available to clients, right? And what are the limitation of the offer you can make available to clients is that if that client is looking for a land in certain regions and it is strictly into those places, then you can't give him something else, right? So I'll say, I only want my land to be within Ogun State, and you're marketing oil to the person. That's a limitation already. It means that the land you have to find for that client has to be in Ogun State. If the client says they want the land in Abuja and you're giving the man a land in Nasarawa, is that not going to be a conflict of interest? So there are limitations to how you sell. Some people are especially in what they want to buy. They have their own prime understanding of what they want to get. And it's very, very important that you're able to follow that clear-cut instructions or expectations, else you won't be able to sell. So you can keep selling something that a person don't want to buy, and the person not buying, you'll be wondering why you're not selling. It's because you're selling what nobody's asking you for. So these are certain limitations you want to understand. Also, some people have their budgets. Some people, their budget is less than 1 million naira, and you're giving them 5 million naira worth of offer. How did that work? Right? Limitations. Understand your client's limitations and offer what you know they can add, you can get involved in. Now, how big a business can a farmland agency become for you? So, for the purpose of the third part of the genuine and legal business to do in agriculture, which I was referencing, how you can earn 50 million naira revenue in a year or less, right? Because of this part on these parameters, I will be saying that in a year, right, you can earn as much as 50 million naira revenue, even as much as 100 million naira revenue. It depends on you, right? It depends on how tenacious you take the business. Depends on how quick you act on it. It depends what your decision process is. You see, you can't build your island by being on your own. So it's important to know all that you have to put in place based on what the client is asking, right, is very, very important. So as I said, you can earn as much as 50 million to 100 million revenue in a year or less. It is not impossible. It depends on your clients. And like I said, you can't build an island on your own. You need communities to co-build with you. You need communities to co-build an island with you. Different people attending to different parts of the island, developing different side of it. So what you do is you need to be part of a community. That's the summary. You need to be part of a community that sells, so you can jointly sell things together, get bigger offers, sell together. And before you know, you could make all that you want. So for example, if you're selling a farmland that is estimated at 400,000 naira per acre, what it simply means is that for you to make 40 million naira revenue from that sales, you need to sell 100 acres of that land, and then you're having 40 million naira revenue. And that is the truth. If you're selling like 500,000, you need 100 to make it 50 million revenue in a year. So if you're not selling land of a million naira per acres in very, very choice locations, then it means that you need only 50 of such acres to actually clock 50 million naira revenue. So, and then if each of the split offer is giving 50,000 naira in commission, right, it means that in selling just only 50 acres, you actually get a baseline of 2.5 million naira worth of profits in that same year. So, and that is the truth. You can actually make quite a lot from digital sales. And all you have to do is improve on your sales strategy, your marketing strategy, and everything that help you sell better. I do hope this help you. If you have any question whatsoever, you can reach out to me on WhatsApp. I have a WhatsApp group for Business Reality with Adeniyi Shoyemi. I have a WhatsApp channel, and you can always see my social media network by searching across social media for Adeniyi Shoyemi. No spaces, straight.